Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. My website is recoveryradiokmp3.com and sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I am glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are, you and me. I am glad. So grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I was out of town on vacation, and I was around alcohol at times, and it didn't really occur to me that I was around alcohol until now. Break out the big book here. If you want to, turn to page 84. We're on step 10 here. Really, we're on step 10, 11, and 12. Kind of get put onto those simultaneously. Last paragraph, and we've ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol, for by this time sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally. And we will find that this has happened automatically. We will see that our new attitude toward liquor has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. It's the miracle of it. We're not fighting it. Neither are we avoiding temptation. We feel as though we've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We haven't even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. Now, you turn to page 100, last paragraph. Assuming we were spiritually fit, we could do all sorts of things alcoholics are not supposed to do. People have said we must not go where liquor is served, we must not have it in our homes, we must shun friends who drink, we must avoid moving pictures which show drinking scenes, we must not go into bars, our friends have to hide their bottles, if we go in their houses, we shouldn't think or be reminded of alcohol at all. Our experience shows this is not necessarily so. We meet these conditions every day. An alcoholic who cannot meet them still has an alcoholic mind. There's something the matter with his spiritual status. So it's not like I'm just a super spiritually fit person floated around on vacation in a yoga pose. I mean, but I can come to the conclusion from my own experience in my sobriety that I'm spiritually fit enough to have the main part of the problem, as the big book calls it, in an arrested state. I can't get over it. Maybe you can get over it. I am blown away by it continuously. I'm so grateful. I have no desire to drink today. It's amazing. Well, I want to share something with you, because I figured something out. And if you were with me at a meeting yesterday, you already heard what I'm about to say. I'm going to share about it again. So I've really been thinking about this, and it's kind of amazing discovery. I figured out how to just guarantee, to absolutely guarantee. You might want to write this down, because this is a big deal. I have a recipe, a way to guarantee that you'll be depressed. I know how to be depressed. So get a pen and paper, or just get ready to write this down on your phone or whatever. Because I know how to do it. I know it's something not everybody knows how to do, but I've learned how to do it, and I want to share it with you now. I know exactly how to be completely miserable. Are you ready for this? Do nothing. Don't do anything except sit around and think about yourself. And 15 minutes later, you will be depressed. Don't do anything. Just think about yourself. Think about things you're thinking about doing. Think about things you should do or want to do. Think about things that you are positive would be good for you to do. Think about how much you put things off. Talk to people about it. But don't do anything. That's it. That's all you have to do to be completely miserable. Go to meetings, but don't share and don't really listen. Call your sponsor, but don't call your sponsor. Think about calling your sponsor. And actually, don't go to a meeting. Just think about it. Think about how you don't want to go to a meeting. And then don't go. And just stay and wherever you are and just think. I've learned from my experience that these things will really help me become very depressed. A very healthy person could do these things, and the result would still be good for them. I still think they would be really depressed. I know from my personal experience. Remember when I first started to learn this, I was maybe a year or two sober. I was working at a pharmacy, and I hadn't faked sick in sobriety yet. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to fake sick. I'm going to do whatever I want tomorrow. I'm going to fake sick. I'm going to stay home. I'm just going to not going to do anything at all. I'm going to have all this freedom and a just going to just do whatever I want. This is going to be great. So I faked sick and stayed home and had all this. My mind was going, but I didn't do anything. I just kind of just did nothing. And as the day went on, I felt worse and worse. Never really felt that good. Didn't feel like freedom. Actually felt kind of bad. I wasn't tired. I didn't need the day to recuperate or anything like that. I was just equating doing nothing to feeling free. And that was the first experience I had where I was like, that doesn't actually feel that good. I actually feel kind of, avoiding responsibility actually feels terrible. Actually causes anxiety. Living irresponsibly causes anxiety. And that was the first time I started to learn that. Not doing anything actually doesn't feel like freedom. Actually feels kind of rough. But I'm not talking about, you know, when you need rest or a legitimate day off or something like that. But I'm talking about back to my discovery, back to my recipe for misery. I'm talking about a concerted effort to do nothing and how that will help me become very sad. So, I don't know who needed to hear that today. Maybe you did. Send me an email, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, sarcastic.a.book. And if anybody needs to hear it, I'll say everything's okay. It's been a while since I've done any modeling because I was out for the week. So I got a couple shoots next week. I'll share about them. They're pretty big. I'll tell you about them. All right. I'm just going to go. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a